This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Fracking has transformed our energy markets and the economy of states like North Dakota. But it's not only here. British Prime Minister David Cameron is pushing fracking in his country as a way to lower gas prices and boost economic growth. But getting the British people to fall in love with fracking is not easy. Protests have flared up at a small test drilling site near the pretty village of Balcombe in the southern county of Sussex. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
We are the power in everyone.
The protest has spawned an odd alliance. These New Age climate campaigners, with faces painted green, joined forces with the well-heeled Conservative residents of Balcombe Village. Rodney Saunders is vice chairman of the parish council.
We held a poll and 82% wished the parish council to oppose fracking. And that is now parish council policy. If it's going to take place, we'd probably prefer it to be done somewhere else. Classic NIMBYism.
The Balcombe protesters chanted that their county of Sussex is not for shale. Some villagers may be mainly motivated by concern about the value of their property, but many, like Delia Rosenboom, also appear genuinely alarmed by the wider potential impact of fracking.
I'm deeply worried just because everything I've heard, read, witnessed through movies about this is that there's a massive amount of harmful substances released both into water, into the air, into the earth.
This isn't NIMBYism then?
No, I wouldn't want anyone being fracked anywhere.
There'll be poison in our water, poison in our water.
As the Balcombe protesters sang their anthem, "There'll be poison in our water," Prime Minister David Cameron defended fracking. He said it could create 70,000 jobs in Britain, unleash enough natural gas to keep the country going for 50 years, and, as in the US, lead to sharply lower gas prices. Francis Egan agrees. That's not surprising. He's the boss of Quadrillo, the company carrying out the Balcombe test drilling. He points out that Britain will anyway be using natural gas for many years to come.
So we have a choice. We either develop our own resources or we import them. If we can produce our own, we generate a lot of tax revenue and a lot of jobs. And I do believe it can be done safely. I strongly believe it can be done safely.
His company did trigger two small earthquakes while fracking in the north of England, but lawmaker Jacob Rees-Mogg, who supports the process, says they weren't quite as bad as they seemed.
The level of seismic activity has been less than you would get from a fall of coal in a disused coal mine. So getting too excited by that can be an exaggeration.
Back at Balcombe, even though the test drilling is underway, the protest seems to go from strength to strength, garnering more and more public support.
85% of the people who answered said they were against fracking. 85%!
The Battle of Balcombe could be a turning point for this technology in Britain, says local resident and now activist Vanessa Vine.
The press are watching, the politicians are watching, the industry is watching, and they're beginning to realise that we are not a pushover, and they can't just force this through, and they cannot pull the wool over our eyes.
Fracking will face a much rougher ride in Britain than in the US, claims villager Steve Morris. He lived in California for 10 years. Britain, he says, is much more densely populated than America.
And you have wide open tracts of land where nobody can see what you're up to and nobody lives anywhere nearby. You could get away with it here. You can't do it in the middle of nowhere because there is no middle of nowhere anymore. You're never far away from anyone at all, and it's always going to be in someone's backyard.
Another oil tanker leaves the test site at Balcombe. Neither the company nor the government shows any sign of relenting in their quest for shale oil and gas. But thousands of holes will have to be drilled across the UK. With many more protests in the offing, this could be a very slow energy revolution. At Balcombe in Sussex, England, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.